This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting, as he does each week, on the points of view of three capitals at war, Moscow, Kyiv, and Brussels. Kyiv, Professor, these last days there has been much celebration by the international media about the success in Kharkiv. We're told that there may be more successes in Kherson. But at the same time, Russia's conducting votes in each of four oblasts, Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia. Four oblasts. We can presume the votes will be for annexation. Kyiv sees this. This is not too different from what Kyiv accepted as unacceptable since 2014. So at this moment, Kyiv says we will not negotiate till we drive Russia from our field of battle. That means back into Russia. Your measure, is that realistic on Kyiv's part, or draft or language for to give morale to the troops, and does it include Crimea?
I think it is realistic, although I'm going to have some qualifiers. Certainly it includes Crimea. If you go back to the votes that were taken when the Soviet Union was dissolving, even Crimea voted 56% in favor of secession from the USSR. Donetsk, Luhansk voted 70 or 80% for secession from the USSR. So the idea that these are just solid pro-Russian areas and always have been is not correct. Certainly the military performance of the Ukrainian forces suggests that they are in a position now. The Russian generals on the ground want to withdraw from Kherson because they cannot supply their troops. It's a very good reason to withdraw and reconsolidate somewhere where you can be resupplied. But Mr. Putin has said, no, you have to stay there and keep fighting, even though you cannot be resupplied. Well, this is, we have there a recipe for a military-civilian crisis, mutinies, God knows what's going to happen. But the fact is that once Kherson is in Ukrainian hands, then the bridge to Crimea is open, and they are in a position to turn off the water to Crimea and also to send their troops into Crimea. And I think that they're not going to encounter a whole lot of resistance because I believe that the Russian troops understand that they're cannon fodder. Remember, Mr. Putin has not been down to any of these battlefields to, you know, shake hands with anybody or say do what Marshal Pétain did at the time of the mutinies in World War I, going from place to place to place to reassure and bring order back to a mutinous front. Putin has done, he's shown no military leadership. He's just told people, do this and do that. However, the whole military position of Ukraine depends on the United States, rather in the way that Britain's ability to fight in World War II or Stalin's ability to fight in World War II depended on us. Now, in World War II, it was quite clear, I think, that Roosevelt would pour any amount of American resources into, above all, into Britain and the Soviet Union. The current administration in Washington, I think, is they still are not quite comfortable with the fact that Ukraine is doing as well as they are, albeit they're doing so because they have accessed the kind of weapons that we would want to use if we were fighting that war, and they have access to those weapons, and they are using them. But they are also showing a great deal of tactical originality, ability to execute complicated operations, all sorts of things, the ability to deep strikes by special forces and so forth. But I'm not sure that Washington likes this, because Washington has always envisioned a sort of no zero sum, to coin a phrase. They've envisioned a kind of a peace without victory. I was forecasting that I would see it in the paper, and I opened the paper, and there it was: a fear that we may humiliate Putin if he's over defeated in Ukraine. In other words, if the Ukrainians actually win. And the latest statements from our side are they're saying less about territorial integrity, sovereignty, and all the rest. And I think that Washington is looking for the solution they've always had in mind, which is another partition of Ukraine. The problem is that we're so heavily committed, and the Ukrainians are doing so well, and the Russians are doing so badly, that that really isn't an option, because there's no Russian voice in this envisioned peace. I don't think that Putin is going to be the man of the hour when the time comes to terminate this war. That's one of the reasons I said that the Russians should be thinking about war termination. I think they're thinking about Putin termination. But we Americans should be thinking about termination, too. And we should be thinking about it in very, very specific ways, not simply saying, as our president and our secretary of state are fond of doing, that we should negotiate. And both of them show a rather worrying proclivity to talk a great deal. Mr. Blinken has spent 5 hours talking to the Chinese foreign minister, and he just saw him yesterday again. But he might as well talk to a ham sandwich. It's of no utility at all. And there are lots of other people in the world, for instance, in India, Indonesia, Korea, just to name a few of the states in Asia, certainly Poland, Hungary, Romania, Germany, I mean, Finland, Sweden, you can name them. We should be talking to them. But Mr. Blinken is focused on an idea that somehow China is the key to everything. But we should be thinking specifically about how we're going to terminate this thing. What's the piece of paper going to look like? Who's going to get what? And this is not something that's going to generate itself out of hours of talk. It's something where someone has to have an idea that is realistic and that is acceptable to all. Because the great peril is that you make a bad peace, and then there's a pause, and then you get an even worse war. So I think the Ukrainians should feel that success is within their grasp, provided that the United States keeps on doing what we're doing. We're doing a good job of it, but are we really committed to it? Is our government really committed to it? I'm not convinced.
Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations, to Brussels, headquarters simultaneously of the European Union in recession and NATO arming Ukraine and other parts of the Russian frontier. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.